Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are starting our division by division Major League Baseball preview, starting with the division of the champs, the Los Angeles Dodgers. We will be starting with the National League West, ordering up from 5-1. What do you got, D?
All right, so first up, I've got your town favorites, the Colorado Rockies. The reason why Z lived in Colorado for so long.
Naturally.
I can't name a Rocky, and the name Colorado Rockies does not sound like a team that wants to win the World Series. So they're at 5. Number 4, I've got the Giants. They just didn't do enough this offseason. They missed out on Pete Alonso. They missed out on Soto. They missed out on Burns, Severino, Freed. They're coming in fourth. Number 3, I've got the Diamondbacks. I actually don't like the addition of Burns here. I don't, you know, it's nice that he's going to be closer to his family and stuff, but, you know, he's trying to win championships. Corbin Carroll should bounce back after a shitty 2024, but still a third place team. Number 2, I've got the Padres. They turned it on late last year, but failed to progress in when it mattered most. Really good rotation. Dylan Cease, Yu Darvish, Michael King. I really like Michael King. Then in the lineup, you got Arise, Bogarts, Machado, Tatis Jr. It's a problem for any pitcher, but they're coming in second because, unfortunately, the Monstars are in their division. That's the Dodgers, who, you know, they really just look like a National League All-Star team at this point. The defending champs, believe it or not, will be better this year with Ohtani. And then pitching now. And then you have Glass now back. Snell, Kopech. We've got May, Yates, Yamamoto. This doesn't sound real. Their lineup is Freeman, Betts, Tommy Edman, Muncy, Hernandez, and Ohtani hitting every day. So, yeah, you can peg them in for coming in first, winning the pennant, and probably going back to the World Series.
Did you say Clayton Kershaw? Because they just re-upped him today.
Oh, yes, I forgot about him. And I forgot about what, Kirby Gates? Oh, it said Gates.
Yes. Took a discount to go to play for the Dodgers. Tanner Scott.
Why not? Did you Everybody else does.
Did you mention Tanner Scott? Tanner Scott.
Didn't mention Tanner Scott. No. Yes.
Save some for everybody else. Jesus Christ. But how can you argue with the Colorado Rockies being in DFL? You can't. You just absolutely can't. Besides Chris Bryant, the only other Rocky I can name is Brenton Boyle. Who? I think he's their center fielder. Got you now, fielder. I didn't sell Parkman outright.
Sounds like an ointment you put on your toes.
Oh my god. Yes, Brenton Boyle. So
put some Brenton Boyle on that. It'll go away by the morning.
You promise? So, not, I mean, ugh. This reminds me of Major League when, at the beginning, when she puts the list of players out. These are the guys who are invited to camp. This guy here is dead. Cross him off then. Like, I mean, you have the immortal Jacob Stallings, you have Tyro Estrada, Kyle Farmer, Ryan McMahon.
Stallings, you're here. They didn't cut you yet.
Chris Bryant, you know. What, yeah, okay. The immortal Brenton Boyle. Brenton Doyle. I've been saying his name wrong the whole time. That's all you need to know, man. No disrespect to Brenton Doyle, but come the fuck on now. And Charlie Blackman's still listed, but I'm pretty sure he retired. So that's what we're dealing with here. And the immortal Austin Gomer and...
A lot of immortals there.
And Kyle Freeland. Like, those are your... That's who you're hanging your hat on here. Oh, Herman Marquez is still there. Wow. Antonio Sensatella is still there. Who knew? It's literally the Siberia of Major League Baseball. So Colorado, that might have been the most anyone's spoken about you in years. Sorry, but DFL. Number four. Yeah, I'm with you on the Giants. They didn't do enough. I'm sorry. You brought in Willy Adames. That's nice. That's nice. Like, that's the best thing I could say, is that that's nice. You still haven't really addressed the catching situation. Patrick Bailey, you think he's the guy. Former Richmond Fighting Squirrel, Flying Squirrel, Patrick Bailey. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Is Casey Schmidt your answer at second? I don't know. Lamont Wade's a free agent at the end of this year. You're going to platoon him with Wilmer Flores. Your outfield is Jung Ho Lee, Mike Yastrzemski, and Helio Ramos. It's not exactly, like, instilling fear. And then Kyle Harrison's a good prospect. We'll see if he actually becomes something. But it's the drop-off is real, man. You got Logan Webb. You got Robbie Ray, who's coming off injury. And then Justin Verlander. But not Detroit Tiger Justin Verlander. Not even spring training met Justin Verlander. You're getting a 41-year-old dude. I don't know, man. That just doesn't inspire me. Just doesn't do it. Not moving the needle. Number three, you might be surprised here. I'm going with the Padres. They're losing guys. They're losing guys. So we'll see what happens here. You're going to play Bogarts at short, Jake Cronenworth at first. You get a full year of Jackson Merrill, but you're looking at Connor Joe and Jason Hayward platooning in left field. Okay. Your catching situations, Luis Camposano and Elias Diaz. Arias. Like, this guy is one of the most hated or polarizing players in the league. Dude hits 320. Every year he hits 320. But apparently that's a bad thing. I'm confused by it all. And then, yeah, you're telling me about Darvish, you're telling me about Michael King. They're trying to trade Dylan Cease. So we'll see if that really happens. They're cash strapped. So that trade may go down. So it might continue to thin for the San Diego Padres. Second place, the Diamondbacks. They have a solid top of the five rotation, right? So you're looking at Gallen, you're looking at Corbin Burns, Merrill Kelly. You still have the year of Monty. Maybe the owner has kind of sweetened on him a little bit. It's not the worst signing of the offseason last year. So, you know, you still got some stuff. Brandon Pfaadt is still there. And that lineup still plays. You still have Ketel Marte. You brought in Josh Naylor. Eugenio Suarez. Corbin Carroll, you expect to bounce back. They still got some players out there. So I think they'll make a run at a wild card spot and take second place from the Padres. And it was inevitable. In the most predictable number one spot, the Los Angeles Dodgers. and with the amount of money that they spent to get here, would you expect anything else but them at number one? No, of course not. And they, did you mention they brought back Kike Hernandez before? Because they re-signed Kike Hernandez yesterday.
Nope.
Yeah, it was add Kike Hernandez to the list of guys that they brought or retained. So it's an absurdity. It's an embarrassment of riches. And it's only going to get better now that Ohtani's going to take them out. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutmail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutpodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz and let us know your picks for the National League West. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.